It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mayor de Blasio celebrated his 53rd birthday today with his first executive budget presentation. At City Hall this afternoon, de Blasio said his $74 billion plan was not just an accounting document, but a reflection of his values. WNYC's Bridget Bergen was there for the presentation and joins me now with the highlights. Bridget, Mayor de Blasio did a version of this presentation back in February when he outlined his preliminary budget for fiscal year 2015. What's changed since then?
Well, Amy, like you said, it was the mayor's birthday, and for someone who doesn't often miss the chance to make a good dad joke, he was staying pretty close to the script today. A reporter even asked him, did he like numbers? And he said he had emphatically avoided accounting. Some key things to note about this budget presentation. The city's still projecting relatively optimistic view of the economy. Revenue increases between fiscal 14 and 15 by $289 million. But the mayor warned of challenges ahead, and in the reflection of his administration's values, he really emphasized the issue of income inequality. His budget presentation even included a pie chart showing the growth of the 1%, the rich getting richer. Since February, the mayor has secured the money from the state to expand his universal pre-K program that's in the budget, and the city and the state are also getting money from the federal government through an $8 billion Medicaid waiver that the mayor said will go to helping healthcare costs. So this presentation does firm up some of the things that were just on his wish list 4 months ago.
Well, 4 months ago, the mayor said the biggest uncertainty in the budget was related to the city's 152 expired labor contracts. Now, just a week ago, his administration announced its deal with the teachers' union, the largest of the city's unions. What will that mean for the rest of the city's workforce and for taxpayers?
Okay, Amy, buckle your seatbelt. I've got some numbers. Through that UFT deal, the members are getting an 8% retroactive raise plus 10% raises over the next 7 years. Now, it's that 10% that the mayor's using as the standard for all the other unions. City officials say if all the unions agree to that standard, it's going to cost the city $13.4 billion over 9 years, going back to 2009 and forward to 2018. But wait, there's more. That cost is offset by $3.4 billion in healthcare savings across the entire city workforce, plus about $4.5 billion from a couple of other reserve funds. So the total in new spending for those wage increases is $5.5 billion for all workers over the period of the contract. Now, the mayor said he's encouraged by the support for his health package by the Municipal Labor Committee. That's that umbrella group that oversees union healthcare costs for all union members. And he said the wage deal should also hold up for all the other unions.
And the fact that one of our very largest unions is well on its way to agreeing to this particular settlement clearly indicates, if I've ever seen a pattern, this is a pattern.
So you hear the mayor stressing, this is a pattern. And it's important to note, though, that the UFT still needs to give final approval to their deal. And we already know that this deal is not sitting well with some of the uniformed workers' unions, like the police and the fire unions.
Yes, and that UFT deal now going to teachers for their ratification. So if that 10%, Bridget, over the next 7 years is the new pattern that he'd like to set in negotiations with other unions, how does that impact the city going forward?
In simplest terms, he says it eliminates some of the uncertainty. But what the budget documents show us is that starting in 2016, we face a deficit of upwards of $2 billion. So essentially, what this plan shows us is the cost of several big-ticket items are being pushed into the future. Since the city's budget has to be balanced, Nicole Gelinas of the fiscally conservative Manhattan Institute makes the point that that money has to come from somewhere.
It's no surprise that when you give out big, big raises, you do cause higher spending. The question is just how do you pay for that higher spending, through cutbacks elsewhere or through possibility of tax increases?
Now, in fairness, a lot of people would not call those big, big raises. Right now, the mayor's plan does not include any tax increases, but we're going to be keeping an eye on those city services, especially as we get further into his first term.
In February, the mayor said he had put an end to the budget dance, meaning that there were not going to be cuts in his proposed plan for things like firehouses and child care slots that he would ultimately restore after haggling with the city council. Has the music really stopped?
Sort of. You know, the mayor continued to include money for some of those community service programs that were often on the chopping block for the Bloomberg administration, fire companies and so forth. But there were several programs that the council asked for that were not included. You know, top of mind, those 1,000 police officers that they said that they wanted. And really importantly, member items. That's the money that council members get to allocate back to their districts. It's a point of clear disagreement between the mayor and the council, and something that no doubt they're going to negotiate going forward.
And that negotiation needs to conclude before the fiscal year begins July 1st. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thank you.